The public hearing portion of tonight's meeting is closed. We did not have any unfinished business. We can move on from there. New business, which is a consideration of this petition, PCC 2020-8 sign variance application. Do you have anything more to say about it? Jason, do you want to say anything? Christy, do you want to say anything?
I'll take a couple words here, just to keep everything clarified. You kind of covered the basics of the issues at hand. Let me try and get on camera here. Close enough? All right. This is a petition. It's just for a sign variance, as David already stated. We measure height of a sign. We have a maximum of 12 feet. And therefore, due to the topography and the way this has been designed, and IDOT kind of took up some of their land, they had to remove their previous sign. They waited for the wall to be up, they waited for construction to be done before they decided to replace it permanently so they would know how to do this. So the 12-foot height is measured from the crown of the adjacent road. We do this in our zoning code. Many times if there's a ditch or a swell, you don't get a sign that's too high off the ground, or maybe build up your dirt, 10 feet, so then you put 12 on top. This is a situation where they didn't do anything to the land. It was already that way. So this is a pretty good definition of a hardship on the land having an effect on the code itself. The petitioner stated, basically, this hard corner is really the only place to put a sign where it's going to be visible to any business or anybody driving by, I should say. If they were 12 feet, the retaining wall, I believe, is 25 feet in height as measured from the crown of 34. The engineering schematics are in there too, if you want to see. I was kind of appalled it was already 25 feet high. So if they put a sign that was 12 feet high, it would be underground. Yeah. So for the most part, they're asking for this variance. It will not exceed a height of 23 feet 6 inches. So it will actually be a foot and a half lower than the wall that it is sitting next to. It's just going to be on that corner so you can see it from both directions. Or
the top coming. Of the wall, the top of
the wall. The very top of the wall is 25 feet. And then, so there actually be a foot and a half under it.
I got you. This, the existing signs at the corner there are in about the right spot.
About, yes, yeah, the temporary signs yeah, there, yes. Okay. So that's really all they're asking for. That's how it will be stated. They meet every other criteria. It's under 32 square feet in size. It's got a masonry base. It meets all other standards that we have. So when they sign a sign permit, that's all good. The only thing
is non-illuminated.
It is non-illuminated.
Good.
And let's see. That is pretty much it. So they're just asking for that slight variance. Staff is overall supportive, as this is a pretty classic case of what a variance is for. When something out of your control is happening to you just by owning the land itself. So I can take any other questions if anybody has them, any staff members or commission members. No? All right.
Because Christy has trained me well over the years, I do realize we are supposed to read the standards for granting a variance. She's nodding her head. I did this right. All right. Because we are granting a variance, we do have to read these and consider them. Because of the physical, this is in your packet too if you want to read along. Because of the particular physical surrounding, shape, or topographical conditions of the specific property involved, a particular hardship to the owner would result is distinguished from mere inconvenience, and the strict letter of the regulation is carried out. That's correct. The conditions upon which the petition for a variation is based are unique to the property for which the variation is sought and are not applicable generally to other property within the same zoning classification. Alleged difficulty or hardship is caused by this title and is not being created by any person presently having interest in the property. IDOT created the problem. The granting of the variation will not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to other property or improvements in the neighborhood in which the property is located. No, will not. The proposed variation will not impair an adequate supply of light and air to adjacent property or substantially increase the congestion in the public streets or increase the danger to public safety or substantially diminish the repair of property values within the neighborhood. It will not. The pro- proposed variation is consistent with the official comprehensive plan and other development standards and policies of the city, which it is. In addition to the procedures and standard listed above regarding variations from the requirements, the Planning and Zoning Commission shall also consider the following factors in hearing testimony making decisions regarding sign variance requests. The sign will be erected legally with a sign permit. There are many unique physical characteristics of the party, the elevation difference being the main one. There is limited locations on the property. The cost is the cost. It is on a 40-mile-an-hour street. There are more than 20,000 a day. The sign would be blocked by everything else other than that corner, and it is facing the public right away. Outside of that, it is also consistent with what we have voted in my last 4 years, which is when IDOT takes your property, we have been working with property owners to help fix that. Anything else? Okay.
Can we ask if the petitioner has their responses into the record?
Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep. David?
David, would you like your responses to your application entered into the record? Generally, we suggest you do.
Yes, please.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. May I have a motion then to approve the position PZC 2020-08 sign variance application?
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion, please.
You got to read the motion.
Oh, yes, that's right. Who's going to, whoever seconded it has to read the motion. Danny, I think that's you.
I'll.
Thank you.
In consideration of testimony presented during the public hearing on September 9th, 2020, and approval of the finding of fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval of the request to vary the sign regulations contained in Section 10-20-9-A-1 of the United City of Yorkville Zoning Ordinance to permit a freestanding monument sign in a business district to be a maximum height of 23 feet 6 inches as measured from the center line of the adjacent road and
thank you. Roll call vote on that motion, please, now. Thank you.
Yes. Olson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
And Miller?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. The motion is approved. There was a significant amount of additional business on the agenda. Are you doing that, Jason?
Yeah. So just a little addition. There actually should be new business. There's still another new business, actually.
There is.
2021 meeting schedule.
Oh.
So I was going to say, I was like, that's actually the new business. So the 2021 meeting schedule is in the packet.
Okay.
Provided by the city clerk. So we just have to run through and vote on if those are... Christy, do we vote on whether those dates are okay?
Mute her. You're muted. Tell her she's muted.
Oh, she's not.
Why can't we hear any of them?
Oh, rats.
Let them know, because we can't hear any of them.
Can I do? Oh, shoot.
We haven't touched it.
Oh, one sec. That might be on my end. Try again.
I haven't clicked anything.
Oh, speaker turned off.
They can't see us because it's facing you. Sorry, we had technical difficulties over here.
All right, sorry about that. The speaker went out. Chrissy, do we vote? I'm sorry, do we vote on these? Yes, so it'll be a roll call vote, I believe.
Why can't we
hear them? Why can't I hear them again?
Oh my goodness.
Is the battery guy on this thing?
I folks have to do. Could someone speak? Why is this not working?
Oh, it was working. You had it working.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, you know what?
There we go. Is it working now?
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4,
yes.
5, 6.
All right, we can hear you. Thank you. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties here. All right, so for the third time, Christy, because we couldn't hear you, are we supposed to vote on these dates?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, and I'll sign it.
Thank you. All right. Then do I need to have a motion here? Can I get a motion then to
approve
these posted dates that I can't find in my packet? Thank you. Can I have a motion, please, to approve the proposed 2021 meeting schedule for the Planning and Zoning Commission?
So moved. Second, yes.
Roll call vote on that motion then, please.
Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. Sorry about the delay. What other additional business?
Now there's additional business.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeff, I don't think you voted on that.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'll do the additional business off camera, just but on the mic. First thing, City Council action updates. The Menards final plat approval was approved. And then also Kendall Marketplace, the PUD amendment to the, and this is many months ago at this point, they withdrew their PUD amendment application.
So what does that mean? What does that do?
So what it means is, the PUD had certain aesthetic criteria that they needed to meet. They were asking to change that. They pulled their PUD applications. They are now conforming to the original plan.
Oh, okay.
So the 50% brick on the front facade, anything that was in that plan, they are just moving forward with that plan. The plat was also, but the final plat, the platting of the first unit, those 48 townhomes, that was approved. And actually, they're getting, I know they're doing earthwork out there right now. I know they've submitted their building plans. I'm not sure if they've been issued permits yet. Okay. But so for the most part, all the discussion about the fence or landscaping and all that, they're just gonna do what was in the plan from 2006, basically. And then we need to appoint a vice chairperson. Hold on 1 second. Which is just, I believe, a straw poll vote.
Anyone want to volunteer? Does anyone want to volunteer for the vice chair? I don't know. You can nominate Rich. Does he have to be here to be nominated?
Oh no, I thought Rich was already nominated for vice chair.
We do this every year.
Yeah, this changes yearly, so this is for the next year.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, and I don't think it can be the same person, correct? It has to change.
It's recommended that it changes, but it's not a requirement.
Okay, then if any of you wants to volunteer, by all means. If not, I say we vote Rich in because he's not here and he can't contest it.
I can volunteer, otherwise I'll nominate Rich.
Well, let's do Danny. So how do we do this then? A voice vote or what?
Voice vote.
All in favor of Danny, is this correct, Tristy? Voice vote's okay?
You just make a motion.
Okay, then can I have a vote? Can I have a motion, please, then, to nominate Mr. Danny Williams as Vice Chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission?
So
someone to second it?
Am I able to second that?
I don't know. Sure. Why not? Sure. So Danny seconds it, so can I have a roll call?
Rusty actually seconded it.
Rusty did it? Okay, then can I have a roll call vote on that motion, please?
Yes. Williams?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Markham?
Yes.
Millen?
Yes.
And Olson?
Yes. That motion. That motion is approved. Thank you.
Olson?
Yes.
We didn't get your vote, Jason. I mean, Jeff.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
What else you got, Jason?
Last thing on the agenda, the Planning and Zoning Commissioner Training Series. If you remember, instead of doing the annual, training once every now and then, we decided to start doing some more active, brief, quarterly trainings. Lynn Dubacek was supposed to do an economic development one in March when that meeting ran very, very late. And then world events have moved our timeline a little bit. Chrissy put together a draft of a new schedule moving all the way into 2022. Chrissy, if you wanted to say anything about it, you can go ahead, or if everybody just wants to look it over or have any comments.
If there's any suggestions for changes, we're open to that, but this is what we have so far for 2021 through 2022.
Do we need to approve these, or can we just say these are good?
Yeah, no vote on this, just okay. Direction.
These look great. Is there anything specifically that anyone would like to get a training on this year that hasn't been addressed in this list?
Looks great to me.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, Jason?
I got nothing else on the agenda.
Okay. Seeing as there's nothing further on the agenda tonight, Christy, did you have anything? I'm sorry.
I do not.
Okay. Then, seeing as there is nothing further on the agenda tonight, may I have a motion, please, to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed say no. The meeting is adjourned at 7:28. Thank you very much. Thanks for being patient with our technical difficulties.